Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. As we know, the Giants getting ready to take on the Houston Texans in week 3 with J.J. Watt. Everybody's so worried about him as a defensive player. Guess what? He scored a touchdown for the Texans offense in week 2. Here's Jameel McLean.
All I think is he's an athlete. You know, they're getting the bang of the buck, getting the bang for their buck out of J.J. If he's playing tight end and D tackle, I mean, man, this guy's a freak. You know, if he's doing all of that, so be it, you know. But anyway, you know, you cover him like you cover anybody. You know, obviously he's a great athlete. Obviously, you know, he's going to be aggressive. And we've seen that he has soft hands because he got his touchdown, you know. So it'll be interesting nonetheless.
Paul, as if the Giants don't have enough to worry about with J.J. Watt on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, coming in playing tight end, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And when he came in the other day to catch that one-yard pass, you could see that nobody on the Oakland defense was even thinking about him. He lined up on the left side as that extra tight end. And when he came out of the formation, the linebacker ignored him. They didn't think there was any way he was going to throw it. But guess what? Watt's been talking about this for 2 years. He's been telling the Texans, give me the ball. Well, he got a touchdown on it. So I don't think the Giants are going to be fooled by it this time if he gets it. But I'll say this. If they're throwing more passes to J.J. Watt instead of Andre Johnson, the Giants defense will probably be pretty happy.
All right. Hey, listen, make sure you stay tuned to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com every high noon.